कृष्ण हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिकाकंत राधाकंत सुते देवी प्रणमामि
त्वां बीजमात्मनि चिन्त्या
सिन्धुत्व एव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो
वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद
जाते
गदाधर शिव हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे मुखं करोति वाचां
मुखं लंघयति गिरिं
यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे श्री गुरुं निनतारिणम्
जाते कुरे कतम उहो पलभेत बीजा
आज हमरा श्रीमद् भागवतेर सप्तम स्कंधेर नवम अध्याय सताश एवं आठाश नम्बर श्लोक थेके श्रवण करब। जय श्री राधा माधव सखी वृंद की, जय श्री विष्णुदेव भगवान की, प्रह्लाद महाराज की, पंचतत्व भगवान की, शिल प्रभुपाद। तो आठाश नम्बर श्लोक टी बोर्डे लेखा आछे, আমরা প্রথমে সাতাশ নম্বর শ্লোকটি পাঠ করব, তারপর আঠাশ নম্বর শ্লোকটি একসঙ্গে আবৃত্তি করব। অধ্যায়ের নাম প্রহ্লাদের প্রার্থনায় নৃসিংহদেবের ক্রোধ উপশম। সাতাশ নম্বর শ্লোক, নৈশা পরাবর বতির ভবত ননুষ্যাদ জন্তুর যথাত্ম সহৃদ জগৎস্তথাপি संशेवया शरद्रुरिव ते प्रसाद शवानुरूपमुदयो न प्रावरत्तम। अनुवाद, हे भगवान, आपनी साधारण जीवेर मतो शत्रु मित्रेर एवं अनुकूल प्रतिकूलेर मध्ये भेदभाव दर्शन करें ना, कारण आपनार मध्ये उच्च एवं नीच धारणा नहीं, किन्तु ता सत्त्वेओ कल्पवृक्ष जेमन মহৎ এবং ক্ষুদ্রের মধ্যে পার্থক্য দর্শন না করেও জীবের বাসনা অনুসারে ফল প্রদান করে, তেমনি আপনি ভক্তের সেবার মাত্রা অনুসারে তাকে আপনার আশীর্বাদ প্রদান করেন। তাৎপর্য, ভগবদ্গীতায় ভগবান স্পষ্টভাবে বলেছেন, যে যথা মং প্রপদ্যন্তে তাং তথৈব ভজাম্যহম্। যে আমার যে যেভাবে আমার শরণাগত হয় সেই অনুসারে আমি তাকে পুরস্কৃত করি। শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু বলেছেন, জীবের স্বরূপ হয় কৃষ্ণের নিত্য দাস। জীব যেভাবে শ্রীকৃষ্ণের সেবা করে সেই অনুসারে সে তার আশীর্বাদ প্রাপ্ত হয়। ভগবান কখনো ভেদ দর্শন করে মনে করেন না, এই ব্যক্তিটি আমার সঙ্গে ঘনিষ্ঠভাবে সম্পর্কিত আর এই ব্যক্তিটিকে আমি অপছন্দ করি। শ্রীকৃষ্ণ সকলকে উপদেশ দিয়েছেন তার শরণাগত হতে, সর্বধর্মান পরিত্যাজ্য মামেকং শরণং গচ্ছ। জীব যেভাবে ভগবানের শরণাগত হয়ে তার সেবা করে সেই অনুসারে সে ভগবানের সঙ্গে সম্পর্কিত হয়। এইভাবে সমগ্র জগতে জীব স্বয়ং উচ্চ অথবা নিম্ন পদ বেছে নেয়। কেউ যদি চায় যে ভগবান তাকে কিছু দিক, তাহলে তার বাসনা অনুসারে সে বর প্রাপ্ত হয়। কেউ যদি স্বর্গলোকে উন্নীত হতে চায়, তাহলে সে তার বাসনা অনুসারে সেখানে উন্নীত হতে পারে। এবং কেউ যদি এই পৃথিবীতে একটি শুকর হয়ে থাকতে চায়, তাহলে ভগবান তার বাসনাও পূর্ণ করেন। এইভাবে জীবের বাসনা অনুসারে তার স্থিতি নির্ধারিত হয়। উচ্চ নিচ স্তরের অস্তিত্বের জন্য ভগবান দায়ী নন, সেই কথা ভগবদ্গীতায় ভগবান স্বয়ং বিশেষভাবে বিশ্লেষণ করেছেন। যান্তি দেবব্রতা দেবান পিতৃঞ্জান্তি পিতৃব্রতা ভূতানি জন্তি ভূতেজ্জা জন্তি মদ যাজিনোপি মাম। কেউ স্বর্গলোকে উন্নীত হতে চায়, কেউ পিতৃলোকে উন্নীত হতে চায়, এবং অন্য কেউ এই পৃথিবীতে থাকতে চায়। কিন্তু কেউ যদি ভগবদ্ধামে ফিরে যেতে আগ্রহী হয়, তাহলে সে সেখানেও উন্নীত হতে পারে। ভক্তের বিশেষ বাসনা অনুসারে তিনি সেই ফল প্raপ্ত হন।
Who was generated from the lotus flower
প্রভাবিত হয়ে মনে করেন না, এই ব্যক্তিটি আমার প্রিয় এবং ওই ব্যক্তিটি আমার অপ্রিয়।
He can understand the subtle cause of creation, Lord Brahma.
তিনি সকলেরই বাসনা পূর্ণ করেন। তাই শাস্ত্রে নির্দেশ দেওয়া হয়েছে,
আতহ
সর্বকাম বা মোক্ষকাম উদারধি
আন্যা
তীব্রেণ ভক্তি যোগেন
যজত পরম। Not able to see,
উদার তিনি সর্বম জড় কামনা
যখন
অথবা সমস্ত বাসনা থেকে মুক্তই হন, অথবা জড় জগতের বন্ধন থেকে মুক্তি লাভের প্রয়াসী হন।
ইন হিমসেলফ
সর্বতোভাবে পরমেশ্বর ভগবানের আরাধনা
সহ
হোক, কর্মী হোক,
লর্ড ব্রহ্মা
অথবা জ্ঞানী হোক, তার
স্থিতি অনুসারে
সে যা কিছু কামনা করে
কনসিডারিং টু বি এক্সটার্নাল
ভাবে যুক্ত হওয়ার ফলে তার সেই বাসনা পূর্ণ হতে পারে।
অবিন্দর
পরবর্তী শ্লোক 28 নম্বর শ্লোক বোর্ডে লেখা আছে, সবাই আমার সঙ্গে সঙ্গে বলবেন।
For a 100 years
according to the demigods Vangjanam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe
Prabhupada notes here, one day of demigods
Kamabhi kama manujaha prapatan prasangat
In the water nimajjamana
Krittatmasat shurashina bhagavan grihito
When the seed fructifies
Soham katham nubisvide tab bhitta sevam
Katham
ভগবান গৃহীত
ব্রহ্মা ওয়াজ জেনারেটেড বাট ব্রহ্মা সার্টেনলি Lord Brahma dove into the water
and couldn't find source of the lotus
for 100 years. He could find no trace
of it, so when the seed defies,
the original seed cannot be seen. Purport by Srila Prabhupada,
Shri Prabhupada, Bhagavan Grihito.
This is a description of the cosmic manifestation. The development of the cosmic manifestation is like the fructification of a seed. When the cotton is transferred into thread, the cotton is no longer visible. And when the thread is woven into cloth, the thread is no longer visible. Similarly, it's perfectly correct that when the seed has that had generated from the navel of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu became manifested as the cosmic creation, one could no longer understand where the cause of cosmic manifestation is. Modern scientists have tried to explain the origin of creation by a chunk theory. But no one can explain how such a chunk might have burst. The Vedic literature, however, explains clearly that the total material energy was agitated by the three modes of material nature because of the glance of the Supreme Lord. In other words, in terms of the chunk theory, the bursting of the chunk was caused by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, one must accept the Supreme Cause, Lord Vishnu, as the cause of all causes. So this verse and the previous two verses, we are talking about cosmic creation. And Prabhupada explains how when the seed becomes plant, you don't see the seed anymore. And that's why the modern scientists who are trying to find the cause, they're not able to actually figure out what is the cause of this creation. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that the Bhadralok, the intelligent class of people, when they try to understand Krishna consciousness, there are three things that act as obstacle to their understanding. First is the idea of cosmology. The earth is flat and the sun is closer than the moon and things like that. It's very difficult for them to understand because what science says is quite different. And if they somehow overcome this obstacle, then they get stuck with the philosophy. So philosophy is achintya, it's everything same, but it's different also. You know? So it's kind of very difficult to understand that concept. And you overcome that also, then you get stuck with Krishna's pastime. Born in a jail, and you know that should say something about the parents' character, right? And then he's going around with other men's wives and calling them in the middle of the night and stealing their clothes, and he's supposed to be God. You know? So it's very difficult for Bhadralok. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was able to perceive that it's very difficult for the intelligent class of men to overcome these limitations which arise due to their own way of seeing things. You know, they infer in their own way, and that causes some problem. So Prabhupada talks here about a chunk theory from the Bhadralok class of people, the scientists. I was trying to find out, because often when I read Prabhupada's purpose, I do come across things that I have never heard. Even though I'm like a science teacher, some things are really like, wow, Prabhupada knows about it, I've never heard even. So I was thinking, what is this chunk theory? So I was looking up on internet, and there's nothing particularly called the chunk theory. So understand, Prabhupada is talking about the Big Bang, and that's the modern scientific way of explaining how the universe came about, how creation came about. And science and Vedic literature, science and Vedic science, modern science and Vedic science, many times we agree on many things, like the concept of conception. You know, so there are many things we both are okay with. And there are some occasions where science and modern science, they don't agree. You know, there's some disagreement. And this disagreement could be because of three reasons. The disagreement could be because modern science is totally wrong. Like Darwinism, you know. Prabhupada says, your father might have been from monkey, but my dad is not, you know, so my father is not. So they're totally wrong. Sometimes there might be some incomplete knowledge. They know some things, but they don't know the rest of it. And the third kind of disagreement arises because the knowledge presented in Bhagavatam, it transcends the material knowledge. It's beyond the scope of just mundane perception. And you need to develop, do some practice to get reach and have some realization of that knowledge. So this chunk theory, Prabhupada, as he explains in the purport, we can see that it belongs to the class of incomplete knowledge. So I took the opportunity of this presentation to go through and see exactly what are the things that are incomplete in the understanding of modern scientists. So I have put in a few of the concepts that chunk theory or the Big Bang is presenting. And then what are the things that they could draw from Vedic literature to make their understanding complete. So In order to demonstrate, I may just use some props here. So the first understanding is the universe came from a singular point. When I had to teach this in the school, I used the BBC video that was available on YouTube. So if you watch that video, the first line in the video, the first idea is everything comes from nothing. And so that's the beginning of the video. But in the recent ones that that they have created, they say that everything has been compacted. All the elements required for, because both are weird, you know, when you say everything comes from nothing, that's also weird. Or if you say everything was compacted into a singular point, which is smaller than 10,000 times a pinhead. That's also weird, right? So they chose to be this way weird. You know? So there is something, and it's all so intensely concentrated, it's all so jammed up that it can fit into, you take a pinhead, you divide it into 10,000 parts, that take one part, it's all jammed up in there. So that's that singular point is the point of creation. And then suddenly it expanded. Expansion is kind of slow, you know. Expansion is like when you tell the students in a classroom, orderly exit, you know, one by one they all go out. But if it's like break time, you know, then you see, you know, everybody goes out like some kind of chaotic outgoing, you know. So it's not explosion, but some kind of very rapid expansion, which is equal to explosion. So they made this observation. So that's how it looks. So that's your singular point. And from this point, everything comes out, very rapidly expanding. So if my universe A was here, and if universe B was there, after some time, because it's expanding, A would go there and B would go there. So before a few years, they were measuring this distance. And after a few years, they have measured this distance. And they've seen that it's actually more. So their idea is universe is expanding. And all of this, so they thought now that we are here, if we would just trace back, we should be actually able to locate. So they traced back for 14 billion years, more or less. You know, they traced back and they say that if you travel that much in time, you would reach that singular point from where everything started. So, any guesses? What is that singular point from which the whole universe came out? The soul. Any other thoughts? Polestar. Navel of Lord Vishnu. Prabhu? Glance. We are looking at a tiny, tiny, very tiny pore. Prabhu? Exhaling, very close. Thank you, Mataji. The pore, the skin. The skin has millions of pores, and they are microscopic. Very, very small in size. And from that pore, when Mahavishnu exists, so many things come out. So if you just tell them, you got it, most of it is good. You know, it's really, really far away, all that is right. But you want to find the source, you should know. It's there. You know, that's you may not be able to see, because once the seed grows into a plant, you can't see the seed anymore. But that's the seed. The incomplete knowledge can be completed like that. The second concept they talk about is explosion, or rapid expansion. And they don't know how the ingredients came about, and they don't know how the agitation was caused. You know, in order for something to expand very fastly, you should provide some energy. You know, sometimes children, you know, when it's 1 o'clock lunchtime, you see, teachers are taking the kids, they're all coming in line to the prasadam hall and they'll all sit down. And then you just give them some prasadam, like 1:15 or so, you can't catch them anymore. They're full of energy, running. You know? So energy is required for expansion. So they can see it's expanding. They see that there are a lot of ingredients in there, but they don't know the source. And Srila Prabhupada explains here that the source is the glance of the Supreme Lord. And Brahma Samhita also explains how Lord Krishna, his glance is carried through Mahavishnu. And that glance, when it falls on the material creation, it agitates the three modes. So here I have the ingredients. You know, there is carbon dioxide and water. And then if I'm going to agitate it, if it was a good fizzy, it should, you know, you will see that it fizzes up. You know, it will show expansion. So that expansion is causing because something is agitated. The ingredients are in here, and when agitation is provided, it creates some expansion. So the ingredients are coming from the pore, skin pore of the Lord. And then the agitation is provided in the form of the Lord's glance. The total material energy was agitated by the three modes of material nature because of the glance of the Supreme Lord. And then they talk about the black hole. So this universe is so big, and sometimes they run out of fuel. The universe, like everybody, needs fuel for moving, energy for moving. And when they don't have enough energy, they just they slow down. And when very huge, very, very huge systems, when they run out of energy and when they slow down, the mass gravitates into one center, you know, and then that heaviness, like somebody very, very heavy, you know, they stomp, it creates a hole, you know, something like that. You know, it creates a hole and then everything gets sucked into that hole. Shh, like that. And nothing can even radiation, even light cannot escape. You know, everything gets sucked inside. And that's basically like the concept of destruction. And that would be equivalent to, it was in verse 32. Where they talk about how the Lord is half asleep and after annihilation, the creative energy is kept in you, who appear to be sleep, who appear to sleep with half-closed eyes. That's verse 32. So that's when annihilation happens, everything gets sucked back, you know, so the Lord breathes in, everything goes inside. And so that's basically creation and destruction. And recently they found something called as anti-proton. Anti-proton is the opposite of, you know, anti-matter. It's the opposite of matter. And they think that when matter and antimatter collide, then both of them would get destroyed. So that's a proton. And it has a positive charge. If you divide this into 2,000 parts, the size you get is an electron. And that's negative charge. In spite of it being so small, this negative charge is equal to this positive charge in material world. You know, they're equal. They say, you know, even if mustard is very small, you know, even if it's very small,